This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina. It's always good to be here for Joe. Every couple of Wednesdays, I will sit in the chair for Joe Messina on the Salem Radio and GCN Radio Networks. It's great to be here, folks. If you don't know who I am and you're just tuning in, well, I've been a long-term featured guest host here for Joe, and it's always a pleasure to be here. But you can find me at Whiskey Politics. That's the name of my show, The Dave Sussman Show. You can find that on the Ricochet Audio Network, as well as YouTube, Stitcher, Google Play, Apple Podcast. Just look for Whiskey Politics and hit the subscribe or like or whatever buttons there are out there. As the kids are saying today, smash the subscribe button. That's what kids are doing, apparently. But speaking of smashing, holy cow. By the way, folks, we're going to start a great 3 hours here. You want to check us out online at therealside.com, and you can always give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563, and you can be a part of the conversation tonight. So, you know, as I always do, I'm always trying to figure out which of the stories that are happening in this brand new, brave new world we are living in right now, which do I want to lead out with? And, you know, I would say 9 times out of 10, I'll have a story in mind that I want to start out talking about, and then I sit down and I find something across the breaking news, and I decide, okay, we're going to go with the new one. So, here's a new one. For those of you that are outside of the great state of California, should I say formerly great state of California or the former golden state of California? June of 2019, I was on a panel and somebody asked me point blank. It was at the very beginning of the Democrat debates, and they said, who is going to be the nominee, and who is, you remember there was like 23 people on that dais, who is going to be the nominee and who is going to be the VP? And I said, back then, this is June of 2019, so it's just under a year ago now, I said, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Joe Biden for the for president and Kamala Harris for the VP. And I said the reason for that is because Joe's going to come in. He's going to be the last man standing. The left are going to go back for the Obama era. And then they're going to decide that they want a woman of color because of the identity politics. Well, Kamala Harris, you've also got Stacey Abrams. They're now talking about Gretchen Whitmer out of Michigan, who is my gosh, what is going on in Michigan, folks? Talk about totalitarianism. We're seeing it live right now on your news networks with what is happening in Michigan. But Stacey Abrams is obviously jockeying. You know Elizabeth Warren is jockeying as well. But Kamala Harris, the reason that I thought that she would be likely is because she is already a senator. She brings the bona fides of actually being an elected official. Unlike Tracy Abrams, whose highest level that she's ever achieved was state representative, but she's most known for the fact that she thinks that she won and she didn't win the governorship of the state of Georgia. And I guess it's tough when you lose by 5,000 votes. You know, you're going to say it was robbed for you. Oh, I'm sorry, it wasn't 5,000 votes. It was 55,000 votes. She wasn't robbed, folks. But the mainstream media want to continue to perpetuate the myth. So here we've got today Kamala Harris with COVID-19 that is essentially locked down the entire state of California, and if God forbid you're in Los Angeles County, which I've driven into here to be in the studio, I don't live here, my goodness, people have lost their friggin' minds in L.A. County with Mayor Garcetti. I mean, people are afraid to literally leave their house and see people and see friends. Even with social distance, it's just insane. Of course, it's okay to go into the supermarket. You're not going to get catch COVID-19 waiting in line at Home Depot or Target or Vons. No, you're going to catch it by social distancing on the beach. Yeah, insane. So Kamala Harris, a product of California, is now introducing a resolution about the economy. No. Try and help people that have been impacted with small businesses? No. You know what Kamala Harris's number one job is right now? Is to, in fact, protect us from words. She has introduced a resolution condemning Chinese virus as racist. That's right. You no longer... If she gets away, California Democrat and failed 2020 presidential candidate has introduced a resolution condemning all forms of anti-Asian sentiment as related to COVID-19. Such an anti-Asian sentiment includes referring to the virus that originated in Wuhan, China as the Chinese virus. This is the level of inane dumbness that is our elected officials. People should also not refer to the resulting illness as Kung Flu, Senator's Resolution 580 states. I've never called it the Kung Flu. The resolution, with co-sponsors including Democrat Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Mazie Hirono, you remember her, all men should just shut up, says public officials should denounce such rhetoric in any form. This is what they're focused on, folks, while the world is burning. While 40 to 50% of small businesses will not reopen. And this is what the next probable, in my opinion, VP nominee for the Democrat Party is discussing. We're going to talk about this and a whole lot more. We've got our good friend Evan Sayet coming up next after the break here at Realside Radio. I'm Dave Sussman. It is always a pleasure to be in the chair. Make sure you follow us on Realside on all of the social media platforms, and we'll be back right back after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact!
Can you move?
And welcome back, Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina, as I do on a regular basis. Guest hosting here for Joe is always a pleasure on the GCN Salem Radio Network. And as I was just ranting before the break there, where Kamala Harris is so focused on language over the obvious problems that we're having as far as the economy and businesses closing and everything else, and she just wants to make sure that you can and cannot say certain words. You know, it kind of smacks of totalitarianism, and I'm just going to say it because that's exactly what it is. And there's no person better to talk about that impact of totalitarianism and what we're seeing in our government today than one of my, well, he's just a good friend and one of my favorite comedians that are out there in social commentary, guys, is Evan Said. Evan, welcome. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, David. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you. Evan Said is the author of, two great books, The Kindergarten of Eden and Apocalypse Now, which is a children's book that just came out last year. And he is now working on a soon-to-be-released new book, and I feel absolutely fortunate to have had a chance to read it over the past couple of days. And, Evan, congratulations. Let's hear about this new book that's coming out.
Oh, my. You know, I'm trying to compare. I'm talking about socialism in general and democratic socialism in particular. And you know, the big mistake that people make is they think of socialism as an ideology. And it's not. It's an economic system. It's a global model. But it's not an ideology. It's a system that lots of different ideologies have employed. And so when we talk about democratic socialism, because we think of it as an ideology, when we attack the democratic socialists, we're wrong because it's not their ideology. It's their system. But it doesn't really matter much what the ideology is, because the system itself is so debilitating and devastating. And we've seen how many different socialist models have there been where the system was the same, but the ideology, I mean, Marxism isn't Leninism, isn't Stalinism, isn't Maoism, isn't Pol Potism, and it's not democratic socialism, and yet every single one of them ends up in the same place, authoritarianism and totalitarianism.
Yeah, and you see that through the lens of history, and we're starting to see that now to a certain point. And your book that you absolutely appropriately refer to as, and I don't know if this is the working title or the official title, Bernie Sanders is Hitler, sorta. I love the qualifier there. But here's the thing, is that, you know, you talk about Hitler, and as I said, I went through your book. It's a great, you know, quick read. You can read it and, you know, in a sit down. And when I went through it, I'm like, okay, I know this stuff, but the way that you write about it is always a fresh approach on these things. Talk about it from the standpoint of how today's socialists and today's Democrats and leftists and progressives and Marxists and totalitarians are essentially all in the same pot, and they're using the same tools such as wokeism and political correctness and everything else you talk about.
Okay, when we think of Hitler, we think about the worst person in the history of the world. Let's now talk about the best person in the history of the world, the nicest guy ever, the one who is still so absolutely relevant that CNN made his song Imagine the last song the world would hear before they ushered in the new year. Right, this is the song so relevant and so relevant to the left that when all the Hollywood celebrities got together to comfort us during the coronavirus scare, they all sang the song Imagine. Right? And if you think about the three prerequisites that John Lennon lays out for utopia, it's that there are no personal possessions, imagine no possessions, imagine no countries, and imagine no religion. Well, those are the three prerequisites for everybody else who imagines a perfect world. Now, Hitler's perfect world was very different than Mao's perfect world, which is very different than Marx's perfect world, which is very, 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 very different than the democratic socialist's perfect world. But they all believe that these are the three prerequisites for bringing about the perfect world as they imagine it. Now, the reason that the democratic socialist believes these three pillars of socialism will lead to the perfect world is because without possession, then there won't be greed. And without countries, there won't be xenophobia. And without God, without religion, there won't be the wars between religions where each side believes they have God on their side. So it's really a nice world they envision. The problem is that those three pillars, the three prerequisites that they all share, including Lenin, are also the three prerequisites for authoritarianism and totalitarianism. Without personal property, the individual doesn't have the resources to stand up to an oppressive government. Without countries, there are no other governments strong enough to fight the globalist leaders. And without religion, without God, there is no moral superior that countermands whatever orders the globalist leader gives. And so even in the nicest vision of paradise, you have laid the groundwork. You've taken away the individual's ability to defend himself, a country's ability to stand up against the global government, and God's ability to countermand immoral dictates.
COVID-19's been good to you, man. You've been at home writing this stuff for the past couple of months. This is amazing, man. Good for you. This is like a refreshed Evan Sayet coming out here, folks, with all of this. I love it. And it absolutely is so poignant for the times that we're currently living in right now, because, and we're coming into our first break with you here. You can stick through the break, right? I just want to.
Of course.
Okay. So
David, I'm in isolation. I can stick through next week.
I know, but you have a bedtime of like 6:45 p.m., so I just got to check with you.
True.
So, but what, you know, what I want to talk with you after the break here, Evan, is that what we are seeing right now is more than a dusting of socialism and totalitarianism that the governments, the state governments, are utilizing to control people through this crisis. Do you think people are seeing it for what it is? And we've got a minute left. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. I am certainly hopeful that they are. There's indications that they are. But one never knows. The problem with evil governments, even if they don't intend to be evil, is you don't need a whole lot of people on the wrong side of things. You know, you look back at the Nazis, and I think the number was 10% were actually Nazis. So how many people are you going to just go along to get along? How many people just buy into the propaganda? How many people, I don't know where the tipping point is, but I do feel good. You know, it's sort of like when you find out you have a 5% chance of having cancer. You go, oh great, that's really low. Except the downside of that, if you do have it, is so horrible. So I'm feeling good about the odds, but what's at risk is the future of the world.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to be back here on Real Side Radio. We've got Evan Sayet, who is on the phone with us. We're talking about his new upcoming book here, and a lot more. Folks, don't go away. Dave Sussman here, Real Side Radio.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Some Michigan cities are under 5 feet or more of water after rivers overflowed from heavy rains and at least two dams breaching. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Our first responders and local emergency response officials and members of the Michigan National Guard and the Michigan State Police have been working through the night to help people get to shelter.
She says the flooding and ongoing coronavirus pandemic are straining their resources. The Government Accountability Office is now out with a new report that found that prior to the coronavirus pandemic, 82% of nursing homes surveyed were cited for infection prevention and control deficiencies, including the failure to isolate sick residents. In addition, about half of these homes had persistent problems and were cited across multiple years. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Well, it's early yet.
How lucky can one guy be? Well, I'm feeling pretty lucky sitting in the chair here at Realside Radio for Joe. You can find us on the Salem Radio and GCN Radio networks all across the Fruited Plain. I think, Cody, we're over 70 radio stations now. Pretty good stuff going on, spreading the message out there. And, of course, you can find us on all of your social media, Facebook, Twitter. And if you'd like to join the conversation, you can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-732-5563. And you can find us at therealside.com. And I'm also feeling lucky because we've got my good friend Evan Sayed who's joining us. And you know Evan, he's an author. He is one of the nation's foremost conservative comedians. And everybody check out his special up on Amazon.com, A Deplorable Mind. Evan, welcome back. How you doing?
Come on, let's go. I got so much more to say.
You got so much more to say? Well, let's talk about it. So your new book here that you've got out, and again, as I mentioned in the intro, I feel very honored to have had a chance to already read it. Bernie Sanders is Hitler! Well, a lot of people are going to say, well, okay, is that clickbait? Why did you say that in the title?
Well, it is indeed partly clickbait, but you left out an important word from the title.
Sort of.
By the way, it's not out yet. But yes, it's Bernie Sanders is Hitler. Sorta.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think it's essential that people understand that the system that's being employed by the socialists, as lovely as the democratic socialists are, they're lovely, lovely people who want the best for the world. So did everybody else. You know, so they all thought that they had come across this new and never before conjured idea that would bring utopia. Marx promised a workers' paradise. Right? Hitler didn't dream of a world with gas chambers and ovens. He dreamt of the world after the gas chambers and ovens, when all of the wrong people were eliminated, and then all the right people were, you know, all the world would live as one. That's what John Lennon promises. All the world will live as one. Well, the problem is, in order to get all the world to live as one, all the others have to be dealt with. And the only thing that's really different between Nazism, Maoism, Stalinism, Leninism, is who the others are. Right? And every one of these socialist entities had a name for the others. Right? Those who possessed the supreme traits, in Russia were the proletariat of the workers. That was the name they gave those with the supreme traits. Right? Hitler gave those with the supreme traits, the German socialists, called them the Aryans. Well, the name that the democratic socialist gives to those who possess the supreme traits are the woke. These are people who are the first people in all of human history to have had their eyes opened to the true utopian ideology. Well, that's exactly what all of them thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so if you're woke, you're one of them. And, you know, as I'm driving here today, I was on a conference call with some folks, and we were chatting, and I look over in the car next to me, Evan, and there's a woman sitting by herself in her car. I leaned up a bit just in case she had young kids in the back, but she didn't, and she was wearing a face mask. And I looked at her, and I thought to myself, this is how the Germans allowed Nazism.
Yep.
I mean, there's no other way. Right? The human condition allowing for, in just a matter of weeks, Evan, to change your behavior so dramatically and curtail your freedoms, that's how you got Nazis, right?
Well, there's a... It's actually an agreement. It wasn't that the Nazis, the rank and file, the day-to-day Germans, were bullied by Hitler. Of course they were. But there's a tacit agreement in all of socialism that your leaders are gods and you are the children of God.
Yep.
And because no matter what you are making a deal, when you are a socialist, you're making what should be a self-negating argument that the people are too weak, too stupid, too flawed, too filled with all kinds of bigotries and prejudices to be able to govern themselves. So what we need is an elite to tell us what to do because they're better than we are. Well, then you have to assume that they don't suffer from the same human frailties as the rest of us. By definition, if you are going to be governed, if they're not going to be your, if they're not going to represent your interests, but they're going to tell you what to do, you've made the tacit agreement that you are the children and they are the grown-ups. And there's a quote in my book from Michelle Obama where she was asked at a leadership conference. Right, this is not talking to a kindergarten class where she had to dumb down her simile. She was asked to describe her husband's 8 years in office. And she said, quote, he was like having the good parent at home. He was the one who told you to eat your carrots and what time to go to sleep. Right, this isn't Hitler. Right, this isn't Mao. This isn't Lenin. This is Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, but that's how they see the relationship. They are the good parents, and they are the teacher. That's what Evan Thomas called Barack Obama. He's like the teacher telling the children don't squabble. Evan Thomas also said Barack Obama is like God. Well, God, teacher, parent, the relationship is all with their children.
Yeah.
And in fact, the Nazis had a name for their leader. They called him Der Führer, which means in English, the teacher.
Wow. Why do we see this split down political lines where so many on the left are just so willing to believe their mayor, their governors, and accept
Fauci.
Why is it we see that on the left, while on the right, where people are fighting to open up their businesses and say, hey, look, I don't want to spread any germs. We can do this responsibly, social distancing and put face masks on, but I need to make a living. Why is that split there along political lines?
Because that's what has happened to our politics. There is no longer a Democratic Party of old. There's no longer a loyal opposition that we agreed on certain basic things, starting with the fact that America is good, starting with the fact that capitalism is good, starting with the fact that socialism is evil. I mean, even in the 60s, you had John F. Kennedy, who was willing to fight against the evils of socialism and communism. Well, today, and for reasons I can explain to you in a moment, but today, the Democrats of old, the old school Democrats, have moved into the Republican Party. They're the people we call rhinos, Republicans in name only, because just a couple of generations ago, they would have been Democrats. But there's no room in the Democratic Party any longer. They've purged all moderates. You are not allowed even a drop of dissent. And proof of the pudding is not one Democrat had the humanity, the decency, to say, you know what, I really don't like Brett Kavanaugh's politics, but falsely accusing him of rape is too much for me. Not one. There was not one who said, you know what, I really wish Donald Trump weren't president. I despise him as much as you and I, by the way, despised Obama. But the Constitution matters to me. And I will not falsely impeach this man.
Yeah, we heard that from Dershowitz, and he was kicked out of the cocktail circuit in Nantucket.
Well, that's what happens in any supremacist movement, and socialism is a supremacist movement, no matter what it is. I can explain that too. But you're not allowed in white supremacism in the South. They had a rule called the one drop rule. One drop of black blood meant you were black. Well, drop of moderation means you're the unwoke. You are not, even if they find that one drop in an old tweet from your childhood.
Yeah, yeah.
Even one drop of dissent against the democratic socialist supremacist movement. And so the Democrats are no longer Americans. They're citizens of the world. They don't feel bound by the Constitution, and in fact, the only thing they're bound on is their shared supremacist trait. If you are woke, you get every right, every privilege. My God, you can even molest women, right? Joe Biden, they're not even going to look into.
Evan, say it. Where can folks find the book when it's going to be coming out here?
Everywhere, I hope. But it's not quite ready yet, so have them buy my other stuff. Go watch it. If you're locked at home, go watch Evan Say the Deplorable Mind. It's free if you have Amazon Prime.
Yeah, it is. And it's a great, great stand-up, and it really is makes you think. Evan, thank you so much, and greatly appreciate you taking the time. Everybody go check him out on Twitter and Facebook as well. Evan Say It. Bernie Sanders is Hitler, sorta. You got to have the qualifier in there. We'll be right back here after the break at Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman in the chair.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
And welcome back to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here for Joe, and it is always great to be with you. And if you have anything that you would like to into the conversation, you can always give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. It's 855-732-5563. We are in hour number one, and you can find us at realside.com, where some of the great listeners of Real Side Radio get to chat with each other. And, of course, you can find us on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else people congregate these days, because you can't do it in person anymore. It is all, unfortunately, it's virtual, isn't it? And, when I'm taking a look at what is going on happening right now regarding COVID-19 and the impact that it is having, especially on certain states, and certain states being New York, Michigan, California, you'd think that politicians, okay, that they would learn from each other, that they would take a look at what other politicians are doing and emulate the successes and not repeat the mistakes. Right? Because, after all, they're a politician. They're the smartest people in the state. They're the smartest people in the room. For example, in light of the nursing home disaster in New York, you know about New York as nursing homes. Over 5,000 people have died just in New York nursing homes alone. That's 5% of the deaths across the entire country were in New York nursing homes.
So you think about it and you think to yourself, okay, well, whatever it was that Cuomo had basically put together for the nursing homes in New York, it didn't work. We are not going to emulate it. Until we get over to Michigan, where Governor Gretchen Whitmer, you know Governor Gretchen Whitmer, she's the one that banned the sale of garden seeds to Michiganders. Because, hey, you know what? We got to keep everybody safe. You're not safe gardening in your own garden, in your own backyard. You can go to Home Depot and buy other things, just not seeds. And you'd think by now that she would have realized how ridiculed she's been on this. She just extended that out another week, by the way. So instead of allowing people to buy seeds, she's now seeding the nursing homes with, in Michigan, COVID-19 patients, essentially to lighten the loads of the hospitals. Yes, this is what she's doing. Forget about the fact that this is basically ground zero, where you have the most vulnerable in our population all congregated together in a small, tiny space. And Governor Whitmer, who is a potential vice presidential nominee candidate, she's in the top three, has essentially taken what New York has done under Governor Cuomo and repeated it. Under Whitmer's executive order, which she just extended yesterday for a week, any nursing home with less than 80% capacity will be forced to create special COVID units regardless of their ability to protect their other patients with the special ventilation systems, trained staff, and personal protection gear. Something like that would require even if it were advisable, and none of which are included in her order. So essentially, what New York Governor Cuomo, you know, they could see, we were taking a look at this disaster that was taking place in New York, the outrage and the deadly policies. Again, sky high, 5,000 people have died in nursing homes in New York. And essentially, he's backtracked a little bit. He's blaming everybody but himself on all of this. But Whitmer is essentially viewing what Cuomo has done as a how-to guide. She is literally repeating the mistakes of Governor Cuomo. And there are going to be deaths in this one-week extension. And guess what, folks? If you are in Michigan or you're watching the state of Michigan for the totalitarian regime that is the Whitmer administration and as the governor of the great state of Michigan, Whiskey Politics producer Melissa Premonitis lives there. She's there now. She can't leave. She can't go from her vacation home to her own home. Think about that for a minute. You're not allowed to go to your own homes if you own a vacation home in the Upper Peninsula. So essentially, what we're now looking at is totalitarianism, as we were just talking about with Evan Sayat, that is in full display. We're seeing it in California. We're seeing it in New York. We're seeing it in other parts of the country. But Whitmer, I got to say this right now. And by the way, she's the one that just had an executive order to mail out millions of mail-in ballot guides. The state legislature did not approve this, and Whitmer used her authority to bypass the state legislature because we all know what this is about, ladies and gentlemen. We all know why Mayor Garcetti in Los Angeles is, at the end of the next 90 days, is probably going to find another reason to not unlock everything. And we know why. Because November the 3rd, 2020, is just around the corner. And if they could get more bogus mail-in ballots and scare people to not go to the polls. You can wait in line at Target. You can wait in line at Home Depot. You can wait in line at the supermarket. But you can't wait in a social distance line to vote in November?
This is the direction that these people are taking us. And it is people like Kamala Harris who are now essentially focused on the words that you can and cannot say. As I said in the beginning section, she's just brought out this new policy, Senator Kamala Harris, to introduce a resolution condemning Chinese virus as racist. This is what she's focused on. You got Whitmer, Gretchen Whitmer. It's a perfect first name. No offense to any other Gretchens, but she's basically slammed down on your constitutional rights to go from one domicile that you live in Michigan to another domicile that you live in Michigan. She says that's not allowed, and she's mailing out mass numbers of mail-in ballots to Michiganders. They want to stop the vote. California is going to, we're going to see the same thing. You know why Nancy Pelosi won the House in 2018? Do you know why? There were 7 districts in just California alone that Republicans won the night of election night, in the midterms, in 2018. And slowly but surely, as the harvested ballots came in, those went from red to blue. What is ballot harvesting? It's where anybody, for any reason, you don't have to be a public official, you don't have to be certified, anybody could go and get your vote and bring it to a precinct. Fraud. With fraud, it's not potential for fraud. There is fraud. They're finding buckets, mail buckets of votes weeks later. And this is what the Democrats and the left are absolutely 100% focused on. They are scaring half the population who is watching CBS, ABC, NBC in their living rooms, scaring the bejeebies out of them, even though you have a 0.03% chance of contracting and dying from this thing. And everybody is scared to death in cities like Los Angeles. I got a really good friend of mine I cannot see. She will not come and see me. Why? She's scared to death. Because the idea of that whole echo chamber circled around in Los Angeles is that, oh my goodness, you can't see your family. You can't see your friends. What are we doing here, ladies and gentlemen? Well, ladies and gentlemen, wake up and stop listening to the Gretchen Whitmers. Stop listening to Governor Newsom, who has slammed the brakes on the California economy, where 40% of small businesses will not reopen. And oh, by the way, Governor Newsom is flying to Montana and walking up and down streets because it's open in Montana, buying things, going to restaurants, and then flying home. Did you know that? Yeah, Governor Newsom. He's taken multiple trips to Montana to get out of Sacramento, where, under his own orders, he should be socially isolating in his mansion. But no. Politicians are a different breed of humanity than just us. Not the dregs. The hypocrisy, the double standards, and the power that these people are trying to employ and take Alexander Solzhenitsyn said it best. And if you haven't read Solzhenitsyn, you need to. Gulag Archipelago. You only have power over people as long as you don't take everything away from them. But when you've robbed a man of everything, he's no longer in your power. He's free again. And this is why we see barbershops and tattoo parlors. And the owners are saying, arrest me. I need to put food on my table. They're free to make their own decision. We'll be right back after the break here at the top of the hour. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.